Task 2. You will hear part of a program. Read through the sentences below and decide if the sentences are true, T, or false, F, according to what you hear. Sentence 0 has been done as an example. Now read the sentences.
Los Angeles, California. The city of Los Angeles is inextricably linked with movies and movie stars. You imagine it to be glamorous, sophisticated, and that the place will be teeming with talent spotters ready to make every dream come true. Of course, it's not really like that. Flying into Los Angeles for the first time for me, and still each time since then, was the first indication that the city was not going to be what I had expected it to be. As I looked down at the large, sprawling, very beige city as I flew in, it looked surprisingly uninteresting and ordinary. I was not sure what I expected the city of movies to be, but it was not a rather plain-looking urban sprawl. It looked so beige, and so very spread out, with seemingly few tall buildings, making it look even less prosperous than its glossy image portrays. That very first time I went to Los Angeles was well over 10 years ago, and I disliked it from the minute I arrived on that first trip. I can only assume because it didn't live up to my incredibly high expectation that I had. It was not so much a visual expectation as I realized I didn't have an image in my mind of what Los Angeles looked like. I guess it was just that I forgot that it was actually a real city rather than a movie studio. I had no real desire to go back to the city, but I'm glad that about 18 months after that very first trip, I had to go back there on business. And it was during this trip that I suddenly seemed to get what Los Angeles was all about and how to enjoy it. The key difference was this time I got in my rental car, I got out a map, and drove and drove and drove. And this is, in my view, what it takes to really get into and under the skin of Los Angeles. On my first trip, I had rushed around the main tourist spots like the Chinese Theater, Universal Studios, various museums, Rodeo Drive, etc., etc. But the next time I went to Los Angeles, I just cruised about, driving all over the city and kind of stopping whenever the mood took me or I got to some destination that seemed worthwhile stopping at. This is the way to get under the skin and to enjoy Los Angeles. I only drive to places that I've heard of, and this means it seems that I avoided getting into any area that I'm likely to get into trouble in. It did mean, though, that I got lost a fair few times, as the city really is huge and pretty complicated to get about. Now, something, of course, that's been solved more recently, because you can hire a satellite navigation system with a car. Do take care how you use the system, as you may find you soon forget the importance of cruising about, and you'll just be back to dashing from tourist site to tourist site. For me, there are probably five main areas of Los Angeles that I tend to broadly group together that I think are worth exploring. The first is the Hollywood area. The second is the Santa Monica area. The third is the Manhattan Beach area, which is further south and now very trendy. The Long Beach area, which is even further south, and the Disney area. Now, the problem for visitors to Los Angeles is that there is no real center in the sense or form that most cities or towns have. The center, I suppose, is the area where all the business center is, but it's pretty much just that.
Now, listen again.
Los Angeles, California. The city of Los Angeles is inextricably linked with movies and movie stars. You imagine it to be glamorous, sophisticated, and that the place will be teeming with talent spotters ready to make every dream come true. Of course, it's not really like that. Flying into Los Angeles for the first time for me, and still each time since then, was the first indication that the city was not going to be what I had expected it to be. As I looked down at the large, sprawling, very beige city as I flew in, it looked surprisingly uninteresting and ordinary. I was not sure what I expected the city of movies to be. But it was not a rather plain-looking urban sprawl. It looked so beige and so very spread out, with seemingly few tall buildings, making it look even less prosperous than its glossy image portrays. That very first time I went to Los Angeles was well over 10 years ago, and I disliked it from the minute I arrived on that first trip. I can only assume because it didn't live up to my incredibly high expectation that I had. It was not so much a visual expectation as I realized I didn't have an image in my mind of what Los Angeles looked like. I guess it was just that I forgot that it was actually a real city rather than a movie studio. I had no real desire to go back to the city, but I'm glad that about 18 months after that very first trip, I had to go back there on business. And it was during this trip that I suddenly seemed to get what Los Angeles was all about and how to enjoy it. The key difference was this time I got in my rental car, I got out a map, and drove and drove and drove. And this is, in my view, what it takes to really get into and under the skin of Los Angeles. On my first trip, I had rushed around the main tourist spots like the Chinese Theater, Universal Studios, various museums, Rodeo Drive, etc., etc. But the next time I went to Los Angeles, I just cruised about, driving all over the city and kind of stopping whenever the mood took me or I got to some destination that seemed worthwhile stopping at. This is the way to get under the skin and to enjoy Los Angeles. I only drive to places that I've heard of, and this means it seems that I avoided getting into any area that I'm likely to get into trouble in. It did mean, though, that I got lost a fair few times, as the city really is huge and pretty complicated to get about. Now, something, of course, that's been solved more recently, because you can hire a satellite navigation system with a car. Do take care how you use the system, as you may find you soon forget the importance of cruising about, and you'll just be back to dashing from tourist site to tourist site. For me, there are probably five main areas of Los Angeles that I tend to broadly group together that I think are worth exploring. The first is the Hollywood area. The second is the Santa Monica area. The third is the Manhattan Beach area, which is further south and now very trendy. The Long Beach area, which is even further south, and the Disney area. Now, the problem for visitors to Los Angeles is that there is no real center in the sense or form that most cities or towns have. The center, I suppose, is the area where all the business center is, but it's pretty much just that.
This is the end of task 2.